Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk about some personal finance tips. The perpetual debt trap, right?
This is good. This is good stuff.
So yeah. Where are we going with the weddings?
Yeah, I looked at this. You want to read it all, because I'm checking off, like, damn, did that.
$50,000 weddings. That's actually cheap. That's on the cheap side.
It is.
$50,000 weddings, $500,000 in mortgage, $500 a month car note. That's cheap too.
Your car note, yep.
Most car notes ain't really
$750 now.
Yeah, $750. Yeah. I think that's the average.
That's like the Corolla.
$100,000 in student loan debt, and then we didn't even calculate credit card debt in this situation either. So that's probably true. For the average American, that's probably around $5,000 to $10,000 in credit card debt.
Yeah.
Welcome to America. Right.
American dream turned to a nightmare real fast.
You know what's crazy about this? So we was in Ghana, and they was explaining to us, and same thing when we was in the UAE, where they was like, but in Ghana they don't have the same understanding of debt that Americans have. They're like, if you want a house, like let's say the house costs $300,000, you buy the house for $300,000, right? Like you save, you get other family members involved. Have like, if your car costs 30, like you buy the car, right? Like even if you rent, you pay like 2 years in advance on the rent, right? So it's like you're putting down a down payment pretty much to actually rent. Yeah. Their understanding of debt structure is completely different. Where Americans, you're actually taught to put as little money down as possible. And there are some benefits with that, obviously, as far as leveraging. I get it. Real estate plays, but everybody's not Don Peebles. Let's just be honest, right? Everybody's not Don Peebles. Most people are looking to put as little possible because they don't have any money.
Yeah.
It's the I don't have enough play, so let me put as little bit as possible, and then I'll pay the rest on the back end. And that has led, over $1 trillion, I think, in debt for the country as far as credit card debt. America,
which is insane,
is in shambles, and is getting it from its leadership. When you look at the country, is borrowing trillions of dollars, and every level of American society, we live on debt, from the United States government to states, to businesses, to households, to individuals.
In the cities, even Houston said the number of money in Houston. Houston's broke right now.
We're all in a big Ponzi scheme of debt. And what's the deal with that?
I think going back to basics, try and pay off your car. I know we brought it up on Blackout. If you got a lump sum of money, should you pay it off? And then people are like, no, but if you get a 2% rate, I'm like, no, like the 2% rates are gone. I don't know if you guys have looked the news, but quantitative easing is over. So, but banks do this to enslave you. And if you look at, how can you have any money if you have $150,000 in student loans, a $800 car payment? We're not even going to talk about childcare and childcare services. I think the number one goal has to be to put money into places that are going to grow for you. And like we talked about before, keeping those expenses low. Even on the media side, most of the companies that went out of business had incredibly high overhead. I remember, I'm sure Joe told you this when y'all had the interview with him. Spotify had a town full of content houses. Actual houses that look like Big Brother before they signed anybody to put in the houses to film. $27 million loss. So you got all the lighting and all that. That's good. But no content to come out of it. And I think the blueprint has to be low overhead, high income, and 50% of that money invested. I keep saying everyone talks badly about Dave Ramsey, but that model works. There's some flaws in it for sure, but for his business to be debt free and for him to be debt free, there's a benefit for being debt free when things go wrong. So we got to replace these high cost weddings and even on the fashion spending, you know, what was the quote? You're buying things to impress people that don't even know you. We have to stop pushing that narrative. And I think we have to go to a zero debt model. Country, like at this point, I don't know when debt costs are going to be normal. For us to have $1 trillion plus in credit card debt with interest rates going higher, no good political leadership, but Vanguard and BlackRock gonna get paid. That's why I keep telling y'all, invest in Vanguard and BlackRock.
Here's the best way to help clean up your credit.
What's that?
It's extremely complicated, but I'll kind of make it easy as understand as possible. It's called pay your bills on time. It's called the pay your bill on time play. So it's like it's one of these things, right? Where
I have very few.
Yep. This is breaking news shit. Like groundbreaking.
Keep the bills low.
So the thing about
let that settle in for a sec.
Yeah. Buy my ebook. The thing about it is that at some point in time, you got to realize to live within your means, right?
Or under, yeah.
Pay for things that you can afford. Wait to buy things that you can't afford, right? Because even with the mortgage thing, they're like, well, mortgage interest is a tax write-off. Okay.
Yeah.
The interest on your mortgage is tax write-off, but you're paying $6,000 a month for your mortgage, and you're paying $2,000 a month for property tax, and you're paying $1,000 a month for shrubbery, and you're paying $500
for your
electrician for your electric bill and
housekeeping.
And then so where's the write-off in these situations? That's how they get you. So you get to write off. You're spending $10,000 a month. You get to write off $1,500 and you think that that's
the
best thing that's ever happened in this world.
Yeah. And then before it wasn't even capped. Now it's capped at a certain amount.
Once again, nothing is done for the benefit of the consumer. They're giving you a write-off on your mortgage interest because they want you to have mortgage interest.
Yeah.
It's an incentive. Uh-huh. It's an incentive. It's called, it's called the incentive play, right? So if they can keep you at a 7% interest, 8% interest from paying the bank, right?
Yep.
It's not like you get nothing in this world for free. So, okay, yeah, you get a deduction for it, but you're paying interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that nobody seems to understand in this situation. And you're paying everything else. So I'm not saying a mortgage is bad, but I'm just saying it's just that mentality of always trying to rationalize why debt is a good thing. And a lot of parts of the world, it's not normalized like that, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's the best financial advice that you can get. Pay your bills on time. Don't buy things you can't afford. Don't borrow money unless you know you can pay it back. Self-fund if possible. Live below your means. Don't live up to expectations of others. Don't try to impress others. Don't buy depreciating assets over the course of time. Invest money in things that will go up over the course of time. I mean, we can make this a little bit more complicated, but ultimately, it comes down to some self-discipline here.
Yeah. And I think that, to bring up the Ghana point, the self-discipline is the most glaring thing, because when you're talking about paying for things in cash, you're talking about buying cars, right? Like, we saw the guys, and there's no like system or car payment plan. Like, it's either you have the money or you don't have the car.
Yeah.
Right. Or in some extreme circumstances, they may give you 2 months to pay off the car. Right. Like, we're doing 5-year financing. Sometimes they put you in the 6-year financing.
They have a 7-year plan now.
You know what I'm saying? With a 7% interest rate. And so to have the financial discipline to purchase a vehicle or to purchase a home, let's talk 200,000. How many of us can save 200,000 in a lifetime?
Yeah.
You're watching people do it before they hit 30. And so the discipline that it takes to do that. But I'm interested, right? Because if that was the perpetual death trap, then like, what's the blueprint for the new trap? Because I feel like $100,000 in student loan, we can give solutions for that, right? Like, maybe school is not the thing. Or maybe if you're going to go to school, take the community college play or stay local or live at home. Like, there's solutions for that. But like, when you're talking about mortgages, do we have to find the income level that makes it necessary to rent or buy? Like, how, what would be the
families have to go back to living together? And that's another issue we have to discuss.
Like, it's being forced. Like, isn't it that way anyway, right? Like, if we watch more kids that are graduating with high levels of debt coming out of school, I've seen people $1,200, $1,500 a month in student loan. That's rent. You can't do both, right? So it's, I have to go back home. But if your parent has been renting, maybe there isn't a home to go back to. So it gets tricky, right? Like, So what are like, and this is just like open-ended, like, what would be like the blueprint for this to create a new system, right? To not fall in that debt trap. Paying your bills is one. We got, like, what else do we think?
I mean, we got to realize too, when even on a self-discipline side, we're fighting against the banks that own the media that make the propaganda for it to be cool to go into debt. Like, we can have a whole argument around how hip hop has driven consumerism to a whole bunch of shit that we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
Got to start a business early, have to invest early. That's why these conversations are incredibly important and giving a blueprint for what to do. But just realizing, like, all debt is, and I know people like, there's good debt, there's bad debt. That shit sounds good until you have to pay it. To those of you that are paying $15,000 a month in good debt, man, it sucks. If it's coming out of your business or your personal, it doesn't feel good when that money is constantly being going out of your account and then the money isn't coming in as fast. I think we have to focus a lot more on not having debt, and then we have to go back to multi-generational family living and succession planning. But I think that's a tough thing in our community, because a lot of the families are not getting along because Instagram has replaced the family reunion. When the last time you know somebody black had a family reunion?
I always see the
kickbacks.
I feel like I don't know that went to one. I don't know anybody that has them.
Me either, and probably in 10 years.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.